Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about Chinese vehicles because I think they are quite awesome. But there's always a question about their resale value. Chinese brands have gone from fringe to front row in South Africa. But the question, of course, is them holding their value. And in terms of fuel consumption, how do they compare? New book value, data and road tests are painting a clearer picture. We wanted to chat to Alan Rosenmayer. He is motoring editor at Motor Matters. Alan, good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. Can you hear me clearly?
Perfectly clearly.
I'm well, thanks, and you?
I am good, thank you. So let's just start with the headline. Based on current book values, how are top-selling Chinese models holding their values after 3 or 4 years?
Well, if you look at the stats and what's out there, and the figures are only starting to make sense now. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing pretty well. They are close enough to the market to, I would say, be up there with them right now.
Right. So it is. So there's nothing really, really concerning there.
Well, look, I think one's got to also look at the fact that there are a few brands that have becoming very established in South Africa, and right. Then there are a lot of newcomers.
Right. I was going to ask you that. Is it brand dependent? Yeah. You know, the Chery Tiggo, the Haval, like or even model dependent.
Absolutely. Look, Haval have been in South. Well, GWM have been in South Africa 18 years, and they're making quite a thing at the moment in their marketing of the 18-year anniversary. So they're certainly not newcomers. Mm. Chery, the second coming of Chery, as I like to call it, is about 4 years, 4 to 5 years now.
Right.
They're not newcomers. And if you look at the numbers they're selling, they're certainly established, aren't they?
Mm. I mean, there's no doubt. It's absolutely incredible to see. In terms of service, maintenance plans, are those up to par?
Look, everybody is offering at a minimum of service plans these days. And if I can give a tip to people looking to buy cars, on I think every single car on the market in South Africa now, you can opt to upgrade it to a full maintenance plan. And I would certainly recommend that as a very, very clever move nowadays. Yes, it will cost you a bit extra, but peace of mind's worth a lot of money, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And in terms of the hybrid vehicles, are they I guess maybe that's too soon to see what their resale value is. Is that right?
Yeah, look, it's early days for all the hybrids. But I heard you saying in the lead-in about fuel consumption.
Yes, yes.
Which is on everybody's mind constantly, isn't it? It's always such a big factor. Now, the Chinese vehicles, most of them were very quickly building a reputation for being heavy on fuel. And what they've now done is brought in hybrid in a lot of the ranges to counter that little argument. But they brought it in with a very, very small price premium. So over the life of the car, I honestly love the hybrid concept. I think it's the way to go right now.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense because you've got the best of both worlds. If you are running around the city, then you can recharge. But if you want to go on a longer distance, then you've got the flexibility to use fuel as well. In terms of the non-hybrids, are they still problematic, or are they still larger fuel consumers than their competitors in that space, or have they improved?
Look, they are slowly improving. It depends on your usage. It depends on your kind of driving. But what a lot of people aren't quite getting is the fact that if you can get a Chinese vehicle, and I'm just going to throw an example at you right now, a Chery Tiggo 4, which is selling, what, between 1,000 and 1,500 units a month right now.
Right.
So it's right up there as a seller.
Yes.
If I say to you that it's 50 to 70,000 rand cheaper than a, and I'm just using a name now, a Toyota Corolla,
right,
or Corolla Cross, to yes, be exact, yes, how much fuel does 50 to 70,000 right rand buy you?
Yes, yes.
So if you're a liter or even 2 liters per 100 kilometers heavier, your average driver is not going to spend that additional amount on fuel in the first 5 years.
Yeah, that is so interesting. So when you actually do the calculation, it actually could be a bit confusing because you look at it and say, well, hold on, now I'm going to spend much more every month. But the reality is the car itself is significantly cheaper. So you don't make up that differential at all during a five-year life of a car.
Very few owners would actually see that. Now, if you're saying your average buyer is keeping a car, say, for 3 to 4 years, which you, because that's where you started looking at those numbers.
Yes.
You are still going to come out, hopefully, on the plus side. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. So if a listener is looking to buy a vehicle today, what are three things that they should, the three priorities that they should look at?
Well, okay. The first thing is you've got to buy the car that suits your needs.
Right.
In other words, if you're a young single person, you don't need a big seven-seater, do you?
Right.
So you've got to set down the criteria you require in your life. The second one is the price. Obviously, very clearly.
Right.
So how much can you afford a month?
Right.
Or cash, or however you're buying the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is a very, very subjective. There may be three cars that really are on what I call your shortlist. I say go and drive all three on the same day because one of them will just feel the one you should buy.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. That was Alan Rosenmayer. He is motoring editor from Motor Matters, talking to us about Chinese cars, how long they hold their value for, and looking at fuel consumption as well.